In the lonely backlands of far northeastern Brazil, life is rough. It's the poorest, driest part of the country. And very often, there's not enough water for the farmers to scrape out a living. But when the rain does fall, it's time for a party and the celebratory sounds of forró dance music. Nothing travels like music, and the band Forró in the Dark has taken these traditional Brazilian country dances thousands of miles to the nightclubs of New York and other American cities. The new album of the band mixes forró, country, reggae, and Japanese pop into one big dance party. The five Brazilians and one American who make up Forró in the Dark join me now in NPR Studio 4A. And so how do you say welcome in Portuguese?
Bem-vindo.
Bem-vindo.
Yeah.
We're so glad that you could be with us. I gave my description of what forró is, and I have to say, not something I've run across before. So what would your description be, Mahra?
It's country music that has, in my opinion, has like four elements. Simple melodies, simple harmonies, a very driven rhythm, and like some funny lyrics, and which it makes people happy, and it's danceable music.
So it's music that comes out of hardship, the way that our cowboy ballads do. Is that a corny analogy, but an accurate one?
No, yeah, it's that, you know, because I guess these people are simple, and so are we, you know. So we are like, we have a relationship to that kind of music.
But it goes back generations, right?
Yeah. This is like, I guess, 1900s, you know, it's like really old style of music. It became really popular in the 40s when, I guess, Luis Gonzaga was the reason. He was a major, like, top, like, radio singer. Uh-huh. And so he popularized this style, like, in a way,
but
all over Brazil.
He brought from the northeast to the southeast.
Yes. And
let's hear something.
Okay. Can we play this song called Riacho do Navio?
You may.
Okay. It's a song by Luis Gonzaga, and he wrote this song about a farm of his friend. And in the song, he states that there is a little river that goes by the farm that goes into a bigger river, then into Rio San Francisco, which is a big river in Brazil, and then out the way to the ocean. But that's the first verse. In the second verse, he says that if he was a fish, instead of going downstream, the natural course of the water, he would swim all the way from the ocean to the Riacho do Navio, because the farm is really beautiful.
Okay.
So here we go.
Lovely.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Riacho do Navio, corre pro Pajeú. Rio Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco. Rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Ai, se eu fosse um peixe, ao contrário do rio, nadava nessas águas e nesse desafio. Saía lá do mar, o riacho do navio. Corria direitinho pro riacho do navio, pra ver o meu brejinho, fazer minhas caçadas, ver as pregas de boi e andar nas vaquejadas, dormir ao som do chocalho, acordar das passaradas. Sem rádio e sem notícia das terras civilizadas. Riacho do navio, corre pro Pajeú. O rio Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco. O rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do...
Oh, NPR!
That was great. Could you please all introduce yourselves, going sort of just around the semicircle here?
Sure. My name is Guilherme Monteiro. I'm a guitar player.
I'm Smokey Hormel. I'm playing baritone guitar.
My name is Jorge Continentino. I play the pífano, wooden flute from Brazil, alto flute and baritone saxophone.
Great.
My name is Mauro Refosco. I play zabumba and I sing sometimes.
My name is Davi Vieira. I play timbal, triangle, and some other percussion, some vocals.
Well, again, bienvenido. We're really, really glad to have you here. And How come we know less about Fajo than, say, we do about Caetano Veloso?
I think, you know, there is this... once I was talking to Elmir Diodato. He's like this incredible piano player and arranger. And he was talking about bossa nova.
Mm-hmm.
Because bossa nova is like the most well-known
right.
style of music
and
outside of Brazil.
And hugely popular in the 40s.
And he said, well, bossa nova is so popular that, you know, the Americans think they invented. So, I mean, no offense, you know, but...
Pretty soon we'll have invented Fajo.
Didn't
exactly.
I thought Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach invented bossa nova.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. No, but it was, I think, Brazil is like so many styles, you know, and it's a very, has a big parallel to country music in here.
Mm-hmm.
And Forró is becoming, I guess, more accessible now. It, you know, it's reaching out.
I'd like to ask a couple Forró basics here. My understanding is that in its most simple, traditional countryside form, there would have been three basic instruments, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Zabumba, triangle, and accordion.
Zabumba is, you've got on this wonderful, my mother was a drummer, so I always think of things as snare drums. Yeah,
okay.
She was a big percussionist. So you've got, it's like a snare drum.
It's I would say it's like, it's either a big snare drum or like a small bass drum.
play a little bit.
You choose. And I think you have all the elements. You have the bass and the snare.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Cool, great. And then you add to that, in Fajo,
triangle.
Yeah. Easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. Easiest? You want to step up to the plate?
In a minute I might step up, only when I can show you a couple of things. All right. Let's hear the triangle, Davi. Come on. And then the third one, it would be an accordion, I thought I had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Instead of the accordion, you know, because...
I mean, not just instead of the accordion. I mean, I play the wooden flute called pífano from northeast of Brazil, which mm-hmm. comes from the Indians.
Let's pífano. Play something, just the three of us, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that's going to give you a good example of forró without guitars.
Okay. Now, you guys have been together a pretty long time.
We've been together for like 5 years.
And how did you all hook up with Smokey Hormel?
I had a bossa nova band, and that's how I met Mauro. He was playing in the band, and he had played me some of the Gonzaga music. And he said, you know, I'm going to have a party. Let's play some of this music. So we got together, and it was just really fun. Everyone who came danced, and we decided to do it on a weekly basis. And
you've played with lots and lots of people.
Yeah, I was.
Waiton,
yeah, at the Beck. Time when I met Mauro, I was working on Johnny Cash's last series of records. And as I got to know this music, I was really sad that I'd never had a chance to actually play any of these songs with Johnny Cash, because I think he would have totally got it.
Let's play something and sort of dedicate it to his spirit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, this is a perfect song then. The next song, it's called Asa Branca. It's probably the most well-known Brazilian song. It's like every little kid that starts learning the piano, you know, pick up this song, because it's really simple melody and fits right on the fingers. And David Byrne wrote the English lyrics for this song, and the poetry is really beautiful.
And your album, David Byrne sings it with you.
Yes, exactly.
But you're going to sing it for us here?
Well, since David Byrne is not here with us, Smokey Hormel is going to sing a couple of the
great.
English
okay.
lines.
Great.
Ready?
When I saw the land was burning like the bonfires of San João, I asked God up there in his heaven, what is happening to us now? ¶¶
criação. Eu perguntei a Deus do céu, ai, por que tamanha judiação? Que prazer o que forna.
Such a long, long way away. When I hear that the rain is falling, back to my home I'll return one day. And the land will surely blossom like the green that's in your eyes. And I assure you, my dear Rosina, I will be back here right by your side.
Te asseguro, não chores não, viu, que eu voltarei, viu, meu coração.
I think Johnny would be very, very pleased, Smokey. That was great. So this is sort of a song about loss. We got that from some of your English lyrics.
Yes.
And is there a little bit more in the Portuguese, Mauro?
Yeah, it's a...
Asa Blanca. What does it mean?
Asa Blanca is a bird that's traditional from this part of the country. And what it, the general idea of the song is the guy, you know, the worker, he had to leave and migrate to São Paulo. Because the land was really dry, so he had to go to the big city, look for work in there. And he left behind his whole family and Rosinha, which is like the love of his life. But when the rain falls again in this dry land of the Northeast, he for sure is going to come back because he loves his land.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the song.
Foho in the Dark, here with us in NPR Studio 4A. The band's new album is called The Bonfires of São João. You can hear more of Foho in the Dark's music on our website, npr.org. And hey, you'll also find a video clip of me there trying to keep up with the triangle player on the dance floor. Thanks, guys, so much, and we'll see you tonight at the club.
Thank you so much for having us here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lyon.